From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Congress is backing President Obama's request to extend the payroll tax cut and unemployment insurance, which would affect tens of millions of Americans. The legislation approved today also averts a scheduled cut to doctors who treat Medicare patients. But as NPR's Julie Rovner tells us, doctors are not very happy with the final product.
Without the action by Congress, doctors who treat Medicare and military patients in the TRICARE program would have been subject to a cut of 27.4% starting March 1st. That won't happen now, but the relief is only temporary. And if Congress doesn't act again, the reimbursement cut starting next January will be even bigger, in the neighborhood of 32%. Doctors are frustrated that lawmakers have continued to address this ongoing problem with Medicare's reimbursement system by delaying an ultimate solution. And with every delay, the price tag to fix it has gone up. It's now over $300 billion. Few think a solution will be reached until there's a bigger deal on the overall federal budget. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The Syrian government is undeterred by a UN vote that condemns the regime's crackdown, evident on the streets of Homs today.
Allahu Akbar.
Sound from amateur video purported to show a man shouting as a mosque is targeted by troops. The recording could not be independently verified, but reports from members of the international media who've managed to cross into Syria are reaffirming anti-government activist claims of continued bombardment in Homs. In Egypt, thousands of people are expressing solidarity with Syrian revolutionaries. In Cairo, heart of the uprising that toppled the Mubarak government, crowds rallied outside the Syrian embassy today. The world of journalism is mourning the loss of New York Times war correspondent Anthony Shadid. The Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist died in eastern Syria from an apparent asthma attack. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross reports the Oklahoma City native had an impact on all those who knew him.
Anthony Shadid never lost contact with his high school freshman English teacher, Lynn Roller, who says she was impressed with his writing skills even then. Lynn now works for the Oklahoma City National Memorial and says when she first got word of his death, she felt the tragic loss of his life.
But I also thought about the fact that he died pursuing his life's passion and his life's work and doing the work that he thought was important.
Shadid visited the National Memorial last year, soon after he was captured and released, along with three colleagues while reporting on the Libyan uprising. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Meanwhile, tributes continue to pour in for Shadid. From Washington, this is NPR News. Italian police have seized some $6 trillion of fake American Treasury bonds in Switzerland. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports arrest warrants have been issued against 8 people charged with international fraud.
The operation is being coordinated by police in the southern city of Potenza and was carried out by Italian and Swiss authorities following a year-long investigation. The fake securities, nominally worth more than a third of the U.S. national debt and more than twice Italy's, were seized in January from a Swiss company where they were held in 3 large trunks. The suspects are accused of counterfeiting bonds, credit card forgery, and loan sharking in various Italian regions. Swiss authorities involved in the investigation said they had handed over the findings in July last year. In 2009, Italian financial police seized more than $700 billion in fake U.S. bearer bonds in the Italian town of Chiasso on the Swiss border. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A 5-mile stretch of the Mississippi River in Louisiana was closed because of an oil spill caused by a barge collision early this morning. It took place about 50 miles upriver from New Orleans. U.S. Coast Guard says no one was hurt. The leak is contained. However, the Coast Guard is still trying to determine how much oil has spilled. More expensive food, gas, and clothing are among the main factors behind January's increase in the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index. Rose 0.2% following a flat reading in December. The reading was the same on core prices, which excludes the volatile energy and food categories. U.S. stocks mixed, Dow up 43 points, NASDAQ off 9. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.